It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What's up, dude?
Man, what a day. Let me tell you. It has been hectic.
The day is still happening. We just had to take a break to get this show done.
Yeah. No, you know, it's funny. We work positions in our business, and it's always like eye-opening. And I filled in for our advisor before, and it hasn't been that long since I've done it. Like, he was out sick like a few weeks ago, and I did it. It wasn't that bad. But with our new shop capacity and just like all the inspects, all the winterizes, all the things, busy man. It's too much for one guy to be like doing it day in, day out, and like be able to track custom interactions and like follow repair orders through the shop. It's a lot.
And I think, I mean, we know, but it's like we hired a very high performer, and we knew that even if you're a high performer, there's not enough time in a day to track 300 vehicles. And with our new shop capacity of 16 bays, it's a lot. But it's like, even if I just have an update for that, like to go up front, hey, here's what's going on. Can you call the client and let him know? I can't even get a word in because he's on the phone and then there's a call waiting tone.
Yeah.
So it's like by the time he hangs up with the guy, he's already on the next call and I'm not going to stand there for 20 minutes. So.
I left, went, had lunch, and went to a doctor visit, and it was short, and I came back, and I had probably 12 phone calls I had to make, and then I had to answer the phone, and I have not stopped talking on the phone all day.
Good problem to have.
It's an amazing problem. It's just, it's a lot for that guy. Mm-hmm. And then our receptionist is sitting right next to me dealing with the same issue. Like phone call after phone call.
So, that, I mean, there are two people up there, and it's still crazy.
Yeah. So, if any of you listeners have tried to call the shop and aren't getting a response, I'm working on it.
It's also,
it's just a lot for our two people.
But it's also just that time of year.
It is.
You wake up in the morning, you got that smell of winter coming, and then people start thinking, oh no, my vehicle's not winterized. So it's like,
or it's just like people are calling for like basic maintenance.
Okay, like, that's gonna be my next question. Is like you're fielding most of those calls.
Yeah.
Like what are they?
Yeah, it's a lot of people wanting oil changes. A lot of people wanting their alignments. Like, I mean, we limit out on daily alignments every day. We're booked out probably a week right now. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's good. I mean, it's a good problem to have. So very thankful for that. But it is taxing on your mental health because you have zero time to think about anything. It's just go, go, go.
And we talk about, you know, you and me being like accountability partners where, you know, if you see me doing something, you, I guess, just try that much harder to like out-hustle me and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's like on any given day where it's like parts guy's out, so one of us has to work parts, or the advisor's out, so you're working the advisor slot. Like, I just make sure, like, I'm here, I'm your right-hand man, whatever you need. And, like, I just try to go that extra mile myself to, so we're both putting it, you know, putting in a good day's work.
Well, it's hard, too, because the communication between the front and the back is so important for a smooth process. So that way, like, the key-to-key is, like, seamless for our clients. Mm-hmm. But, and I think therein lies the real issue with our current staff is that there's not enough support there for them to effectively communicate with our shop leadership and the front of house leadership to just really be on the same page all the time. Because even when I have something that I need an update on, I can't get up. Mm-hmm. I can't go have that conversation. And then it gets backburnered for the 10 things that are in front of me. And now here we are. Mm-hmm. You asked me the same question half a dozen times about a vehicle today, and I could not call the client to get that answer because every time I tried— mm-hmm. Someone would call. Someone would walk in. And I couldn't have that conversation to give you answers.
It's the exact same way in the shop. It's like you might ask me, you know, to go get an answer from a tech or something, or I'm on my way to parts for an update or something. And it's like on the way there, it's like the alignment guy, hey, man, you got a second to come look at this? Yeah, sure. What do you got? well, I'm doing this Mercedes and there's 20 different options. How do I know which one is this? You know, so whatever. And then I make it another halfway and this technician has another issue or now the parts guy's got an issue. Like I'll just be like ping ponging around and like an hour will go by and I might be still holding that clipboard that you send me back to parts for. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh yeah. So it's like, it is nuts.
Yeah. Again, these are all good problems. And I mean, you know, I just want to say, by no means are we complaining. It's just process stuff. I think every business goes through growing pains. And again, hashtag blessed, like we continue to just grow. And so it's like we're constantly having to adapt.
and I are very just in it, though. Like we're in the trenches with our team. We're seeing what else it needs. Like, I don't know, just very, very involved where we can put those changes in place. Like changes take time, but like we're the right dudes for the job.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I think that's what it takes. I think that's why we've been able to continually grow and just evolve our team the way we have, because we're super dedicated. Mm. And I think the dedication isn't to just like our clients, it's to our staff as well. And that plays a huge role in their ability to come to work and feel supported and feel like they're not just going through that stress by themselves.
And it's funny because, like, I won't use any names, but, like, you know, we manage our team, so we kind of have, like, a sense of assumption that other businesses are also managed the way they should be managed. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, there's times where I'm overstepping where, like, I see our technicians – they are held to an expectation that this vehicle needs to be done end of day because that's what the client expectation is. And they're waiting on a part that they ordered and it shows up and it's incorrect. Or it's, you know, they just straight up sent the wrong one, or it's the right one, but it still ain't right in the box. Or like we just had one where ordered spark plug wires per VIN and they show up and they're like 3 inches short. And then we ordered eight spark plugs for the same vehicle, and they showed up, and it was in two different boxes of four, which is normally how it comes. Both boxes have the same part number on them, but one's, like, a different size than the other. So it's, like, pulling them off the shelf, it's like, yeah, these are both the same part number, but somewhere along the line, they either change manufacturers or something happened, but the boxes are completely different with the same part number.
Yeah.
But then you really open it up, and you lay all eight spark plugs out, and they're different.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I get the frustrations of the techs and the parts guys. And then it's like, now I'm on the phone with the parts house. Like, how is this happening? You know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
No. If you're just tuning in.
Let me speak to your manager.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is The Drive on KFAR Radio. And we're just kind of going over, you know, the real time, I don't know if I'd say struggles, but the real time daily activities that we go through. Yeah, no, and I think it's wild that some of these companies are using DoorDash to deliver parts.
Oh, my God.
I think because then there's no accountability. Like, what do you do when it's, like, the wrong stuff? What do you do? Like, you can't just send it back with the parts guy like you can with these other parts houses. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just it creates a whole another level of disconnect with the supplier. And then it's a whole nother issue where it's like, yeah, you got, you know, and, you know, I'm thankful. There's DoorDash. Like it's nice when it's 40 below, and I will say I use it and I like it. However, for business interactions like that, I don't like, because they come on our lot and it's just some random Joe, and who knows what his day is like, and does he actually have car insurance? I don't know. But, you know, we've had incidents in the past where they make contact with, luckily, it was
an employee vehicle.
Yeah, it was an employee vehicle, but, you know, could easily be a client vehicle, and it's a conversation we have to have. So, you know, it's just, I don't like that, because then there's no accountability there. Like, I can't just call one of our suppliers and be like, hey, who's cutting the check for this? I got to call DoorDash, that app? I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, I'm already technologically challenged, but I can guarantee you that's going to be a whole nother issue for me.
I'm glad you used the word challenged this time.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's a tough thing to navigate from a business perspective when there needs to be recourse. But other than that, yeah. So talking about shop capacity, added a few more bays. How is that going? You went over to our, it's not really a third location, but our
just
overflow.
Yeah, it's just more bays right next to the main shop. Yeah, I mean, a stone's throw away. So, again, there's a slight disconnect just because it's not all under one roof. But, I mean, we got radios now. Like, we're doing whatever it takes to communicate with one another. Just had the U.S. Ecology drop, like, all our bulk fluids there. So they're all nice. Dialed. I've got Art of Fire and Safety dropping off, all the safety stuff tomorrow for first aid, fire extinguishers, eyewash stations.
Which OSHA, if you're listening, all that stuff is already there. It's just old. We're updating, making sure it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that is also why I think it's crazy. Since we opened, we have not really been able to be a yes shop. Like, just bring it in. Because that's like kind of how, like, the coaching platform we've talked about, traveling, going, getting some coaching done, stuff like that, business coaching for ourselves. And they really push being a yes shop, being a yes business. So if you call with a concern, the idea is that you call and I say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, bring it in right now. I can definitely help you fix that. We have not been able to do that in the past just because of our capacity, and we stay booked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still staying booked. We're just able to now kind of keep up and almost outrun like our daily bookings.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I guess, the best tattoo artist in town. It's like he might be 12 months out. It's going to be a year before he can do whatever piece you want to get done.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, you can go down the road and get in today by some other guy, but it's like something.
There's a reason why.
Yeah. There's a reason why he's busy. And it's like something that important. It's like, oh, I'm going to wait. Like, so, you know, not toot our own horn, but it's kind of been the same thing, like you said, up to this point where we just stay busy. It's been kind of difficult for people to get in and get serviced immediately or quickly, but we've grown and we see that need and we keep filling it. And now we're almost to the point to where we can just say yes and just get stuff done.
Well, and I think, you know, being able to say yes, just get things done. You know, earlier we were talking about streamlining client process, the key to key thing. I think that is just one more thing that is going to help us create future success and to capture those clients and earn clients for life. Because having a broke down car is already stressful enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting told you got to wait 2 weeks before I can even look at it, that's just adding a whole nother level of frustration. And so, you know, not saying it won't ever be like that for us again, but in the time that we have right now, it's amazing to be able to just say yes. Like, I feel great telling our front staff, like, whoever it is, whatever it is, just get here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's nice. It's a big change.
And we went into this fall going on winter with the mindset of being prepared for winterization season. So last year, we were very booked with just service work and maintenance work. That's like now adding the winterization rush to that plate. Like, we were not prepared. We could fit maybe two a day in where we could, and the phone would be ringing off the hook. And we told a lot of people, not no, but like,
well,
hey, we can get you in October.
I think to be fair, we thought we were prepared last year. Mm-hmm. The difference is the technician level that we had wasn't able to crank the number of winterizations out a day that we had been able to get out of a different person in that position.
Mm-hmm.
With the quality we were looking for. So then it required us to cut back, thinking that we had enough manpower to like go the direction we were planning on going. And it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And finding the right person, because it's got to be a certain level of quality.
Right.
So, yeah, that was, I think that played into the issue last year. And I think this year we're just taking care of the issue with we got a better guy. We've got
multiple guys
now. And the one guy who's doing them is better than the guy we had the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think all those things is changing the game for us. Mm-hmm. So
we had, what, seven today?
Yeah.
So getting them done, you know, a lot more winterizations getting done for Fairbanks because it's going to get cold quick. And
shameless plug, they are only $650 for lifetime warranty. Just throwing that out there for most vehicles.
Yeah, so starting at $650 for winterizes, and we touched on this a couple times in different episodes, that you get trickle charger, oil heater, transmission heater, block heater and washer fluid at 60 below, coolant at 60 below. It's a good package. So lifetime warranty.
We'll be right back on The Drive on KFAR Radio. We're going to take a quick break.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money, that's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more, and even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
All right. Welcome back to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I'm Harley.
And I am Brandon.
All right. So we were kind of just talking about growing pains and all the things associated with being an owner-operator in an automotive shop in Fairbanks, Alaska. All good things. Man, so, you know, we were kind of talking about having more capacity, just handling all the things, but something I wanted to ask you about, because I'm not super familiar with it, but something that I'm going to be, because we seem to be getting more of, we have started to see more and more hybrids coming through the shop, and I noticed that we're having to start to carry supplies so we can service those things.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's funny because when we initially started the show, like there's episodes of us talking about, it seems like it was for like 10 years. It's just like, oh, this unknown, everybody, electric vehicles. Like, are you going to be ready? Like, it's going to be the whole,
yeah.
Like, are you going to?
It's the future.
Yeah. Are you going to like conform and be ready for this? Or are you going to like let your shop go out of business because every car is going to be electric or whatever? So, I mean, we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. As hybrids and electric vehicles become more common, we sent one of our technicians to Texas last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he went out of state for training, did an on-site course, it was a couple of days, and yeah, came back with a wealth of knowledge. And yeah, we ordered, I believe, a charger, some high-voltage gloves, and a couple other special tools that are required to work on those vehicles. And yeah, it was cool because that week that he came back, he had a BMW hybrid in his bay.
Yeah.
And just chatting with him, I mean, he was pumped because he was already applying brand new knowledge that he had, and you know, how there's multiple different batteries, each one doing its own job, and the coolant is vastly different than just normal coolant.
So does it have a cooling system for the batteries? So
the battery has a cooling system, and so does the engine, because of how much voltage and current, like just residual, like just static electricity and whatnot. Like it's a different coolant that's like non-conductive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there's even a special coolant for those types of vehicles. And just, he was just, yeah, pretty excited with what he had learned. And yeah, we'll be ready for that stuff. Send more guys as those courses become available.
Yeah. No. And I notice, yeah, we had a second one that's coming through the shop, I think today. And so I think that one's a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, pretty crazy starting to see them roll in. I mean, yeah, it's not that we were ever opposed to working on them. We just have never had any real issues with like a hybrid system or an EV to where we had to be tooled up for it.
But yeah, like we've done, you know, battery replacements and whatever. Like it's not really too difficult. But some of the advanced, you know, diagnostic part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because like a lot of people shy away from BMWs and Mercedes in general.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we've got a guy that's tackling BMW and Mercedes hybrids.
Yeah.
So it's like it's.
So, okay. So we've got our offsite expansion. Have you bounced over to Fleet at all this week? How are things running over there with those guys?
Yeah. Fleet's been steady. Got a new technician over there as well. He'd been at a dealership for 8 years consecutively. Ford guy and very knowledgeable. And he hit the ground running. So he's excited to see that most of those Fleet rigs are, you know, the big three. It's either a Chevy, Ford, or a Dodge. But
yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, but he's also, I mean, there's Mercedes Sprinter vans. There's Mercedes diesel Sprinter vans over there that he's just diving right into. And a couple like melted connectors, like 52-pin connectors that he's having to completely repin into a new shell. And like, yeah, he's diving right into some stuff.
So. He seems very, like, I don't know if meticulous is the right word. He's very organized.
That is
very
the right
well
word.
Put together, yeah.
Yep. Which is, you know, not by accident. Those are the traits that I look for in a technician because I'm not going to deal with sloppy work by any means, but let alone in a Fleet environment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God forbid we do something subpar. I mean, we're going to do everything we can to, A, catch it during quality control, but then make it right for the client in the long run. But, yeah, I mean, if we upset a client, it's not just the one or two rigs that they have. It's 50. You know, one client that has a whole fleet of vehicles. And
well, there's that. But, I mean, you know, speed of service is important to everybody, but that was the whole goal of starting a Fleet location, mm-hmm. is just getting speed of service because those Fleet vehicles need to be back on the road. And if it's sloppy and it doesn't pass QC and we're doing a job twice, that is defeating the purpose.
Yeah. So it was good working with him. And just like after the hire, it's still the onboarding, it's spending time with him, seeing what kind of technician he is before I just trust him with our clients. And no, it's very like doctor approach. Just he's got his tray with his tools, everything has a place. It's like when he's taking a bolt off, it goes right in the little bin, everything's organized, mm-hmm. make sure, you know, the job's not done until all the hardware's back on,
yeah,
and torqued properly. And he was even doing like an engine wash after the job, like you pop the hood and it looks spotless.
Yeah,
like you can tell someone was in here and did repairs. Like it's clean.
It's really cool though, like as a service writer, even not coming from like the owner aspect of things, to like go out with a client and have them have questions and you pop the hood and it's just clean and they're like, oh wow, this was not like this when I dropped it off, in a good way. Mm-hmm. And so it just adds a lot of confidence in what we're doing when a client has that type of experience. So yeah, it's really cool. He goes that extra mile.
Yeah. And I mean, that's always been procedure for even like our interiors. We do like a quick wipe down, quick detail, you know, with like it's like a foaming cleaner that has a good smell. It's not going to fade plastics.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get a client with, there's either cigarette ash all over the dash or just buildup of dirt, dust, especially at Fleet. I mean, there's dashes that are mud. It's like, we'll do a quick wipe down to where when you pick that thing up, I mean, the column, the dash, the radio controls, everything's quick detailed and you hop in the vehicle and you can tell it's clean and like, sometimes that's all the difference it makes for somebody
You know, it's funny. It's the devil's in the details, man. I've had so many people, I guess not so many, but I've had several people when I do the follow-up text, like, how was your service? How's your vehicle running? they're amazed that their clock is reset. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, that's amazing. Nobody does that. So it's really cool to see that our guys, like, I don't know if it's our foreman during QC.
I think it's the QC process. Like, just because I've been in those shoes, it's like, I usually go and have a talk with that technician. I'm like, come on, dude. You got, you know,
yeah.
You did 10 hours of work on this thing. Yeah, the battery is disconnected the whole time, but it's like, reset the clock.
Yeah.
Like, just reset the clock.
It's like, do you just like reset all the presets to like your favorite stations, or do you try to hit them all? Like,
move the seat around. And,
yeah, yeah.
But no, yeah, that's, we've got 5 stars with that just because, you know, their seat wasn't messed with and their radio was, or their clock was reset.
Yeah. No, all good things. No, that's good. And I mean, I think having that QC process as dialed as we do is so important as we have expanded. It has just made any of the other growing pains, it just catches any of the weird stuff. So like even though we've added capacity, we've added employees, we've added all of these things, and as they get onboarded and they get used to how we do things, the one thing that's remained consistent is the QC process and that expectation. So that has like made the client experience, like the end,
yeah.
like they don't notice our growing pains that may be happening internally.
Yep.
So that's good.
No, and I think that's very important just as a consumer, anywhere that I go, like as a business ages or gets bigger or like almost disconnected, quality fails. And that's something that just cannot happen, especially with auto repair. So,
yeah. Well, it's, yeah. Auto repair is such a weird market to like be in as a repair shop, just because the expectation is it's hard to live up to. And Fairbanks is a tough audience, man. Like, they have high expectations. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge accepted, but it's a challenge.
I think that's really the whole reason that we exist.
100%. Well, I mean, you
that
and
was
I,
the vision. It was like this.
Yeah.
Not saying, you know, there aren't other good repair shops, but it's like we just saw that needed filled. That need was needed filled.
There was a need there, and we wanted to fill it. Yeah. And I will say, in all fairness, man, like, if you're a big fan of another auto repair shop, I'm glad they work for you. I think every business owner, if operated by the owner, typically really cares about their clients. I think it's a case by case, but I think the culture that we've created with our front staff and just having the people that we have up front is also a huge thing, because it's like they know our vision for that customer experience and making sure that it happens as often as possible.
Yeah, and you say it all the time that, you know, it's a customer service business that fixes cars.
Yeah.
It's like client experience is everything, because a broken vehicle is stressful and we just want to take that stress away and make it easy and fix your car and mm-hmm. give it back to you and just make that process easy for you. But like you said, yeah, I mean, if there's people out there that have their auto repair shop of choice and that works for them, great. And like, I know that, you know, everything, it's like, oh, this kills 99.9% of germs. It's like, it's the same thing, like, even for us. Like, we've got clients that we shot and missed on, and auditing those and calling the clients, and there was just no win for us to be had. It was like the vehicle came in misfiring and stalling at lights and overheating. We did the inspection, found out, you know, found low compression and other things going on. It needs a motor, has 170K on it. Client declines all work, picks up the vehicle, and then it overheats on their way home. And then they leave a 1-star that their vehicle's still overheating and misfiring. And it's like, yeah, you declined all the repairs.
Well, that, and it's like, we're not going to charge them to repair a vehicle that has a known bad motor. Like, we're not going to put plugs in it and like try to fix a coolant leak or
yeah, we're going to do
whatever.
It the right way or yeah. not at all. So yeah. It's just, it's like in that circumstance, it's like I'm stressed, but I'm still going to sleep just fine because I know I did everything I possibly could.
Yeah. So that is one of the struggles for sure.
I think we're about out of time.
All right.
Catch us next week on The Drive, KFAR Radio. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.